Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Always a pleasure when you're tuned in and joining us for these incredible episodes of Close Up Radio, which is a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. You know, no matter what we want in life, whether it's love, success, passion, fulfillment, I think all of those sound pretty good. None of those should really be a choice. I think they all, let's take love, success, passion, and fulfillment. All of those sound pretty good to me, and I'm sure to most of our audience. Well, we already have what we need to achieve it. Sometimes we just need support to quiet our critical inner voice and tap into our potential. This is where Margot Montgomery comes in. She's a life coach who guides people to become the best version of who they can be by growing their capacity for joy. She helps her clients see the limiting beliefs that hold them back from their potential, the life they want, the relationships they're searching for, and the dreams they hope to fulfill. She really supports people to not just survive, but to thrive. Margot helps her clients understand the limiting beliefs that block us from our true nature, which is love. According to Margot, expanding our capacity for joy is determined by our ability to give and receive love. Sometimes the receiving can be difficult for some. When she talks about love, she's talking about the forms of love that include generosity, wisdom, kindness, compassion, and gratitude, forgiveness, and healthy boundaries. Too often we get caught up in our personas. We lose ourselves. She tries to take people back to their true essence, with no judgments, criticisms, or beliefs about the future. Margot has worked in the corporate world herself in human resources for many years, when a messy divorce led her to question who she was down deep. She was always trying to make everybody else happy, and she lost herself. Now joy is integrated into her being, and she's so proud that she's found her purpose in life, and she's living it every single day. Her website is www.margotmontgomerycoaching.com. That's margotmontgomerycoaching.com. And we are so excited to welcome her live and direct from beautiful Vero Beach, Florida. Not too shabby a place to be this time of the year or any time of the year. Let's welcome her back, actually for the first time, to our show here on Close Up Radio. Margot, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Boy, I thought Jim Masters was such a great name, but Margot Montgomery is a terrific name. You sound like, you know, an actress from Los Angeles. Margot Montgomery. Fantastic. Rolls right off the tongue. Very, very nice.
I actually think there was a Margot Montgomery in All the World Turns or one of those soap operas. So.
Oh, yeah, As the World Turns or there was yeah. Elizabeth, of course, on Bewitched. Maybe you dig deep, there could be a connection. You never know. We're all connected somehow, right? So they say.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you with us again from Florida. Let's talk about your story, and then we'll talk about, you know, how you do what you do so well, Margot. Your inspiration, your life's journey, some of the things that have happened, you know, along the way for you that as I always say, pointed you in this direction of doing this extraordinary work and realizing that through your own life's experiences, you were meant to do work that empowers and inspires others.
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to appreciate you, Jim, for how well you described what I love to do and is my passion. You know, what I say in coaching is, pain pushes until vision pulls. And how I really went deeply into this world is, as you mentioned, I did go through a messy divorce, and I knew there needed to be I knew I needed to change. I didn't know what that would look like, but what I did is I had a great mentor who was a woman from South Africa who spoke in metaphor and was, you know, just radiant as she walked in the room, and she was an inspiration for me. And I was looking for, you know, a transition in my life, and I'm a completely optimistic person, so this felt like a very positive career choice. And what I know to be true for me, and I know to be true for all people, is that that if we face our dark forests, like the shadows that we all have, that there is magic on the other side. And I also know that in the world, that we need to, you know, broaden our state of consciousness so we can listen to each other, so we can create a world that we want for our children. And that's going to create a sort of more of a 30,000-foot view where we include everybody's opinions and ideas. But we need to resolve first the issues in ourselves, because what happens is all those unresolved issues in us get played out outside of ourselves. So what I help people to do is go inside and look at those issues that are holding them back from their potential, from living their best life, which is mostly their mindset. It's how they think about things, and those limiting beliefs that they were synthesized with from a very, very young age. So it's a privilege and honor to, I don't teach anybody anything. I help them excavate within them those things that are holding them back so they can see those, so that they are conscious to them.
And that's fantastic.
Does that answer your question?
Right, exactly. And I think that's wonderful because, you know, we believe once we have all the money, we won't worry about things and then we can experience joy. But we've kind of put ourselves through so much and disconnected ourselves from joy for so long, it's not easy to just flip a switch. We need someone like you to really guide us through the process, because a lot of times, as we say, we're searching for happiness and other things and other people to sort of fulfill us. But, you know, how can you expect the world to love you if when you look in the mirror, you don't love yourself, right?
That's absolutely true. And it's, you know, Jim, it's your interior world and your exterior world that defines your experience of life. And we're so outwardly focused on accomplishments and jobs and meeting goals, but it's how you come to that that defines how, it defines your experience just as much as what is happening outside yourself. So we're not oriented towards looking in, and there's a lot of wisdom here that we have, not only in, by the way, in our thinking part of ourselves, but what I teach people is capacities that as a culture we don't tend to focus on, like feelings and the wisdom that those feelings have, as well as our gut knowing that no data supports, but we just know it's our source of intuition and synchronicity, and, you know, data doesn't support it, but we just know it. So it's tapping into those other sources of wisdom that can help us see, is more of a gestalt way of looking at choices in our life to make better decisions.
Which is very important, absolutely. So the work that you do at Margot Montgomery Coaching, let's talk about some of that and your unique approach to it. Obviously, you're very good at this work. Tell us about some of the work and the way you apply it. Do you initially do some sort of like an assessment or something in the beginning when you first meet with a client?
Yes. One of the most powerful tools I use is called the Enneagram. which there are nine. This is a profiling system, so it doesn't define the unique being that we all are, but it does tell us our habitual and unconscious patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving. And we, like all species on planet Earth and all life, we are highly patterned. And we can see that in the digital world as people understand our patterns and then put ads before us of things that we like. So we are highly patterned. What I help people to do is to see those patterns, to see the patterns of their type structure, which were developed early in their life and was how they actually received love and attention in their family early on, which we all need as humans. So that worked in our family of origin. It got us great goodies. It was literally how we survived. But when we're 18 and we go out in the world, we might not get as many goodies from those patterns. And I help people to see those so they're no longer in the driver's seat. You're never going to get rid of your patterns, but I help them to be in the passenger seat so they can not be run by the patterns, so they can actually use the patterns when they support them in decisions and choices, or realize that maybe there might be a different way to make that choice. So it's Enneagram, people love the Enneagram. They learn a lot about themselves. A lot of things fall into place for themselves. And what the Enneagram does too, more than other, what I find to be other personality systems, is it not only indicates your patterns, but it's like, okay, now what do I do? Where do I go? Where does growth come from? And it will tell you where to point you in the direction where your greatest growth can arise from. And it tells you your listening filters, your self-defense mechanisms. It's quite a complex tool. So I start with that tool. And it helps me to understand my clients better, how to engage them. And then I use a tool called the above and below the line, which is a big picture path of where we go together in our journey of working together. So people understand in any moment when they are operating consciously or unconsciously, which is the state of when the world happens to me, is sort of unconscious state, which is fear-based and drama-based, or a state of I create my life, an empowerment state where I the world happens by me, and how to understand where you're located and then where the shift moves that you can create to be more and to create your life. So those are the two basic tools I use.
Those are the basic tools, which are fantastic. You know, so much of this really is about dialogue, right? When you're able to share space with someone who's being authentic, it allows you to be authentic, vulnerable, and you can even start finding some answers and making connections, right?
That's true. I mean, we actually inside all of us have mirror neurons. So if somebody walks in the room and they're anxious and you can feel that energy and then you feel that in yourself. The same when somebody comes with a loving energy, you can access that in you. So yes, candidness is part of being above the line and is part of the philosophy of something I teach in terms of conscious living and conscious leading in the business world is candor. And Jim, you know, the truth is we reveal ourselves to make ourselves known. Like to be candid to the people that you love is so you can be understood, because we've all had a feelings of being misunderstood and how frustrating that is. And so when you show up and are candid, then it gives the possibility that you can get understood better, which just feels good in our body and in our soul.
Yeah, right. It sure does. Absolutely. From head to toe, mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned Enneagram. Let's talk a little bit more about that and the ways that you sort of incorporate that into the work that you do, because that might be a word that people aren't as familiar with, but it's really kind of like, I guess, as you're mentioning, an MRI of your personality, indicating sort of how your patterns of thought, feeling, and behavior were formed early on.
Yes, it is an MRI of your personality, and it's the only tool I know of that brings in somatics, which is your body, and modern psychology, which is your mindset, and spirituality, which is the totality of who we are. So when I work with people, I bring in all that dimensionality. I don't mean spirit to me is, you know, you can use whatever words you want, Mother Earth or God or the universe, but what I take that to mean is the you that can transcend your thoughts, that you're more than your thoughts, which is a foundational, something foundational I teach people. But the Enneagram will tell you your listening filters, like how because of your type structure, how you're listening to people, which it's how you filter information, but when you're it takes you out of the present moment, which is the only moment we live in. So your type structure is one of the ways that you are not present to all the possibilities that are available to you.
That's really fascinating when you think about it, you know, because oftentimes we don't even take time to think about these things. Conscious leadership and teen coaching is also something else that you do. Tell us about that, Margo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do bring the Enneagram into the working world, and one of the things that science has shown is in terms of diversification, that critical thinking is a diversification of critical thinking can bring the greatest impact to results in a business. So when we get, like getting back to the Enneagram, Jim, with these nine types, I mean, there's certain types that just, they're leapers. They're really good at making decisions. And when there's a quagmire in a company, they'll jump in and just say, this is where we're going. They're very direct. And then there's other types that aren't so direct. They need to go back and think for a couple of days about a choice, and then they'll come back with a really well thought out, you know, idea about things. But what happens sometimes in the working world is that you hire people like yourself. So you're missing all the possibilities of a whole picture view of what is possible for you, because there's nine different ways that people think about the world. It's their world lens. So if you only have one lens, you're limiting information that's available to you to make a choice and decision. And in the business world, the people who can see reality the best are going to make the best choices. If they only see reality through one lens as opposed to nine possibilities, that's very limiting. So I encourage businesses to use the Enneagram to make sure they have a diversification of types of thinking in their organization. And with the conscious leadership, conscious leadership is a philosophy. So it's a philosophy that's self-awareness and candor and being more present, and being more present in terms of being more open, and the curiosity is more important than being right, and curiosity is more important than being defensive, and that being open to learning is more important than being right. So it's living in that state of being versus a state of being closed, defensive, I'm right state of mind, which is mostly fear-based and drama-based. So when you can lead from above the line, you're eliminating sludge in your company. If people are more candid with each other as opposed to coming with their own, when meetings, if somebody's angry because they don't get their way and then they go back and sabotage whatever the final decision was, that is slowing down productivity and not helping an organization get to where they want to. But if everybody's voice can be heard at the table, people are more likely to own the final decision. So it's encouraging people to be candid, to understand what 100% responsibility looks like, not taking 130% responsibility or 90% responsibility, but what does it look like to take 100% responsibility? And within this structure, this it's a pretty simple structure because it's a simple line. You're either living in any moment above the line or below the line. And then I teach 15 commitments, one of which is candor. Another is like feeling your feelings, what it's like to take responsibility, what it's like and gossip in a business, what does win-win look like, how do I see everybody as my allies. So there's 15 commitments or shift moves in order to live above the line. So we start conceptually with this model, and then I have practices so people can integrate this work. So it changes their way that they are, that they're being, that they live more in this space than they do below the line, which is actually living below the line is where we're more hardwired to live. Because we're actually, we've evolved from cavemen who are hypervigilant about their environment and live in fear because if they didn't, they would be eaten by a tiger. So it requires intentionality and practice to rewire our brains to live in this space, which is where flow, innovation, creativity, connection thrives. And so I know that's a lot of words, but
yeah.
Hopefully it gives a taste of what I do.
Oh, absolutely. It sure does. Is there somebody that sticks out to you, somebody you've worked with that you feel really received significant mm-hmm. help and improved their lives in such a beautiful way? I'm sure you have a mm-hmm. lot of people.
Well, in my world, people are people. So I work with executives. I work with people that have, you know, big issues like divorce or problems with their children or, you know, quite honestly, even people that just want to grow and are curious. So I say I just work with people. But what I will say because of my personal background and actually because of COVID, I've been working a lot more this last year with people either contemplating divorce or going through divorce. And given I have a lot of personal experience with that, and I know how my life is so, I can't believe that I am where I am, actually. So,
yeah.
I would say that working with people going through a divorce for me, because they're such in a vulnerable place. And, you know, divorce is so much more than about the law. It's an emotional state where people are vulnerable and scared. And I use the 5 stages of divorce as a template, but I help people through that. And for me, it's sort of a pay it forward, too, because people helped me through this and made such a big difference for me. And I know that people can have a greater life and use divorce as a springboard for something better in their life than what they had before. I know that to be true. So So it's a joy to work with people that are open and want something more for themselves rather than being stuck in resentment and bitterness. And through COVID, I've just found that, you know, feelings were amplified. So if relationships were not doing well before COVID, you know, those feelings were amplified. So I am seeing that a little bit more in my business right now. And so I feel that when you ask that question, that's what comes up for me, is seeing these people just thrive after going through what has been the most devastating thing they've ever faced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes complete sense. It's you know, really interesting. These times have brought out a lot of things to bear that people might have been sort of keeping deep down inside. And I think people are looking at their lives, and they're looking at this time as an opportunity to look at the next chapter. Maybe what they were doing before, what they were thinking before and operating, doesn't fall in line with who they are, and there's more authenticity rising to the surface. So this time that we're in right now could be a beautiful time for somebody to connect with you, so you can help them sort of, you know, achieve what it is that they're thinking about now, what to do next, what really inspires me, what do I want to, you know, with the rest of my life, because it's been a confusing time, and it's been a, you know, frustrating time and a horrific time and a peaceful time and a beautiful time and, like, all these different things all at once. A lot of baking of bread and things of that nature, and time to reflect, and no better time than the present to, you know, work towards forward in a positive way, right?
Well, you're talking to the wrong person here, because I think this is the greatest pursuit that we should all put attention to, because, you know, it's our responsibility to understand what we want in life, and, you know, rather than being, what I say, like, on the top of the ocean and reacting to, oh, my gosh, you know, this is what happened to me today, and so I'm happy, or, oh, my gosh, this terrible thing happened to me the next day, and you react. I teach people to be more responsive in their life, and so it requires reflection. It requires to go inside to understand what you want in life so you can be intentional and you can create the life that you want. And I see a lot of people barely surviving out there. And hey, as you said, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is the show, and I want to thrive, and I have great joy in seeing other people thrive, and I believe that's what we're all here to do. I don't think we're here to play small. I think we're all here to play big and to express the unique gifts that we have, but you have to take responsibility and find what that gift is that is only you can bring.
That's right.
So, you
can help people at least get that ball rolling to head in that direction, which is a beautiful thing. Margot Montgomery Coaching is the website, .com, of course, MargotMontgomeryCoaching.com. Margot, this was a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks for sharing your wisdom and your story, and we hope we get a chance to chat some more here on the show. That would be a pleasure.
Well, Jim, thank you. It's I appreciate you inviting me, and thank you.
You are very, very welcome, and we welcome you back anytime to explore some more. True pleasure. MargotMontgomeryCoaching.com is the website. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, right here on Close Up Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest as well to celebrate right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.